Welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy, and I'm here today with Dr. Woods. And today's podcast is entitled Moving Forward with an Occasional Glance in the Rearview Mirror. Let's tune in and hear more about this.
Dr. Woods, when you first arrived in October of 2017, we weren't doing podcasts yet. So it seemed that it might be beneficial to do one reflecting on your time since you've been here at Veritas and talk about some possibilities of the future. Any surprises since you arrived 2 years ago?
Well, that's a great question. I would say not really. No real surprises. The truth is that classical Christian schools, if you put a bunch of them together and you looked at them all the same, you would discover there are a lot of similarities. There are similar qualities, there are similar characteristics, and there are similar struggles. Some of the things that make classical Christian schools what they are similar. I would also compare it to novels and characters. You read different novels, and at some point you recognize that there is a range of characters, various characters that appear within these novels. And novels are based on real life, and real life reflects this kind of diversity and the way people respond to situations and the way they tackle what life throws at them.
So what would you say your favorite part of the day is at Veritas?
That's a good question. There are different things that happen throughout different days that would be classified as my favorite part. I think one of my favorite things is a recurring experience. Every morning, welcoming the students to the day. Interacting with a generally very positive faculty and staff. It is such a joy, such a blessing. When people think about and talk about great places to work, the best places to do what they enjoy doing, I would say I do consider myself very blessed. There is a marvelous spirit here, and it's been pervasive from the very beginning of this year. One phrase that I was talking with somebody about a week ago, and one phrase that came up in reference to another person, what they really respected about this person was this can-do attitude. And so that got me thinking about how many people at Veritas have that can-do attitude. We can do this, and we will do this, and let's work on this together. There's a pervasive spirit of joy and happiness. And sometimes schools are like people. We have rhythms and cycles, and there's some times of the year where maybe this is a shorter daylight and longer nighttime where it can be difficult. There's even that whole disorder of seasonal affective disorder where some people are genuinely depressed during certain times of the year. So schools have the same kind of rhythm and feel. Veritas is not immune to that. What I've been encouraged by is when that season comes, or when those times occur, those lulls, we move through it. We move through it as the people of God. It's a beautiful attitude. I remember years ago being in a Bible study, and we were talking about what the scriptures say about attitude, and we had referenced the scripture, you'll have this attitude in yourself that is in Christ Jesus, or have the attitude that we put others before ourselves. There was a brother in the audience who was a pilot, and he raised his hand and he said, "Well, I can tell you what, in my line of work, attitude is life or death." And of course, people were thinking, so pilots, they can't get depressed, right? You don't want a depressed pilot. Right. And so I said, "Well, explain." And he said, "Well, in the cockpit, if you're sitting at the pilot seat," he said, "to my right, there is a little gauge, and it's abbreviated AI, and it's called the attitude indicator." And I said, "So does it check the attitude of the airplane?" And everybody laughed and he chuckled. He said, "Well, yes, it does. What it does is it references the airplane in relationship to the horizon of the earth." And he went on to describe that as a pilot, when you're looking out the window, especially in certain weather conditions. He said, you don't know what your relationship to the earth is. And he said, in the history of aviation, there have been planes that have crashed because the pilot was not able to gauge the attitude of the plane in relationship to the earth. So the rest of the Bible study, we took that particular image and we talked about, so what is our attitude indicator? And that evening, the majority in that class concluded that Christ is our attitude indicator. He is the one that we always are looking to, helping check our relationship to this earth and to this world. And are we too worldly? Are we imitating this world? Are we so rooted in this world that it could destroy us? We could crash. And so it was a marvelous time. It was a marvelous reminder of the importance of attitude and having a certain way of thinking about life and interacting with everyone in life. And in a classical Christian school, we need to have a Christ-like attitude in all of our interactions with everyone, colleagues, parents, students. It has to be pretty consistent.
Absolutely. Can you cast some vision for the future at Veritas?
Yeah, this is such an exciting place, an exciting time. And when I think back about the almost 2 years that we've been here, and all that the board, the faculty, the staff, and the students have done, all of those things that we have worked on together to make a great school even better, it is absolutely astonishing. Anytime that I reflect on what might we do next, or how might we proceed, or how might we improve something, I look back, kind of like driving, I look back in the rearview mirror, I do a little quick check and say, you know, where were we and where are we heading? And it is very encouraging. I think it's a priority, it's one of my priorities, and it's priority of the administration to continue to act to support all of our academics, the academic programs that are so impressive here at Veritas, the arts programs continue to flourish. I am so excited about the Night of the Arts here. I have heard great things about it, and I cannot wait for it. An evening of festive, leisurely engagement with the creative spirit of the young people here in our school. We're going to continue to expand and support the arts and the athletic programs. Very excited about how our teams, how they've performed in the last couple of years. The size of some of our teams is absolutely overwhelming when I look at how large some of them are. It's great to be 2, 3, 4 students deep on the bench in some of our sports.
Absolutely.
And we're very open to, and have been from the moment I arrived, expanding some of our athletic programs. We're looking at, have been in conversation with different people about baseball and softball and possibly lacrosse. So it's a very exciting moment. One other thing that I would say we have purpose to do, and we have in place some specific plans to continue to strengthen and reinforce the interconnections between our grammar, our logic, and rhetoric schools. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you or many people here, but in Dallas, we were the only K-12 classical Christian school in Dallas. There were two others that were kindergarten to eighth grade. And then there was one that was ninth through 12th grade. And I remember when I heard about this, I remember thinking about, I envisioned in my mind this three-legged stool missing a leg. And I was so grateful that when we left a school that had the grammar, logic, and rhetoric school, we came here and there's a robust grammar, logic, and rhetoric school. I was elated. I really was, because I could never imagine a classical Christian school without one of the legs. I could not imagine a three-legged stool missing a leg or two. It won't stand. The classical Christian model will involve kindergarten through 12th grade education in its best form if it's going to do and succeed at the model itself. That's why, and I just say this with a little bit of heaviness of heart, but it's why it saddens me when there are families that their children are a part of the grammar school and the logic school, and then they say, we're going to go somewhere else for the rhetoric or what they call high school education. I think maybe the best analogy would be, you've been invited to a wonderful multi-course meal. You've eaten a delicious appetizer that has been prepared by a world-class chef. They bring out the main course, and then you've also been told that the dessert has been prepared by one of the greatest dessert chefs in the world, and you get up and leave the table before the dessert arrives. To me, the rhetoric school is the capstone. It is the pinnacle of the achievement of what we do in the grammar and logic school. And it builds up to the marvelous expression of having young people who are wise in the spirit of the Lord and who are articulate in the way they speak and the way they write, the way they communicate. So I guess maybe another analogy would be to Scripture. The book of Ecclesiastes mentions and references a threefold cord that is not easily broken. In the history of classical Christian education, the trivium, the grammar, logic, and rhetoric, is not just stages, and they're not disconnected, they're intertwined. So that is one of our main goals and objectives in the years to come, and that is to strengthen and reinforce the interconnectedness of our grammar, logic, and rhetoric school here at Veritas.
That's marvelous. What are we doing to connect to the greater Fletcher, Arden, and Hendersonville areas as we're growing as a community?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure how many of our listening audience is aware of how much housing development is going on within a rock's throw. I received notification just the other day from the from Hendersonville, the city of Hendersonville. There was another notification from the city of Fletcher that said there is going to be a major housing development at 150 Cane Creek Road.
Wow.
So, of course, I get out my Google Earth and I start looking, and I realize it's a little bit more than a rock's throw, but it's not terribly farther down Cane Creek Road. We will have hundreds of families that will be moving in there within the next few years. And so what we're trying to do is to reach out to these people to let them know that as a classical Christ-centered school, we are here to be of service to them. Not all families are a fit for Veritas. We're not a fit for all families. We recognize that. And just as Paul says, you know, we may seek to become all things to all people, we know that in reality, we can't always be all things to all people. And that's why there are different kinds of schools. But as a classical Christian school, we are committed to reaching out through Camp Veritas this coming summer, which is more expanded than it's ever been. A lot more offerings than we've ever had before. Various community events, a kindergarten rally, the Apple Festival, chamber events. We are currently right now, have we released the mural competition? Have we released that yet? Okay, so we
Blue Ridge Now just shared the press release.
That's right. You shared that with me. So. I mean, how exciting. We're doing something they did in Renaissance Italy. We're throwing out a competition saying, welcome any and all artists who would be interested in painting a mural inside of our new nature center. Mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of things that I think that excite people about what we're doing. Oh, by the way, I was looking up something about nature centers and discovered that among classical Christian schools, there are only a few. But those that have an active and robust nature center, it has contributed to their spiritual, their intellectual, and their physical development of the children who are engaged in learning through the events of the nature center. And there will be some events we'll have in our nature center. We open up to the public and we invite them to come and see and hear and experience what we're doing. One other thing we're going to do, we're going to issue a few more of the micro surveys. And we just issued the one about, what was it about that we just sent out?
The phone app.
That's right, the phone app. And I understand we received an amazing positive response. So we're going to take the next step to having our own Veritas phone app. Mm-hmm. We're going to send out a couple micro surveys over the next few weeks that will be asking how we can better serve our students and our families at Veritas. We're going to be releasing one in the very near future, seeking feedback on sports that they would like to see us add. And connected to that, we'll be asking for volunteers for coaching, because if you add a new sport, you got to have some new coaches. We will also send out a micro survey about how we could expand the arts at our schools, and then various ways that we can continue to enrich the amazing academic program at Veritas. So we want to hear from our families, and these micro surveys have been very successful. We've had great responses to all of the ones we've been doing.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining and sharing with us today, Dr. Woods. A lot to be excited about here at Veritas. Veritas community, as always, if you have recommendations for a podcast, feel free to send it to cpritz@veritasnc.org. And we would be happy to hear any of those requests. And we hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in.